want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is pit beef and barbecue. Some chefs start their careers in humble places and then work their way up the ladder to more and more fancy and complex places. And for some, that is the goal. But some of them get up on that perch and say something that rhymes with tuck it, and they seek to return to simpler visions. One such chef is my friend and one-time protege, Chef Phil Bryant. Phil came up the old-fashioned way. I first met him when he came to join his brother Michael out in Los Angeles when I opened up Norman's on Sunset Strip over a decade ago. I had not met Phil up to that point. He quickly proved to me that he could handle a ton of kitchen work and enjoy it. I liked his work ethic mightily. I still do. Phil and his life partner, Veronica, met in a restaurant I co-created in the Colonnade Hotel. Veronica and Phil remain together to this day. They are constantly getting to the essence of just exactly what makes sense to them to do and live true to their nature. As of late, they have become dedicated to making pit beef and barbecue. I had never heard of that regional dish. But knowing Phil and his gal Veronica were doing it, I knew we had to go. On the Sunday we did, they were doing a pop-up at the bar in Coconut Grove named The Taurus. It is a perfect backdrop to the food, and I hope it grows into a full-time thing there. Pit beef, Phil explained to me when he had a few minutes between working his big smoker outside, was not something he grew up with in Virginia. It was something he and his buddies chanced across when they'd go joyriding up to Maryland to do what young men do, smoke, drink, and eat prodigiously. He starts with a 12 to 14 pound top round of beef and then goes from there. He is doing his all to not chef it up. He is laser focused on keeping it about the fewest elements possible. This is not because of a concern of driving up his expenses. It is drawn from his love of the purity he can convey when working in this manner. He brought us out an appetizer of slowly cooked green beans he paired with brined and smoked pork collar. The resulting broth was so good, Janet looked about for a spoon. She actually toyed with the notion of sucking it up out of the water straw. On his chosen path towards simplifying to find power, Phil was thinking of doing what traditionalists know as barbecue. That is not weenies and burgers on a grill. It is the low and slow life of the pitmasters, smoke, meat, wood, and time. But, he said, even though the history of barbecue is deep in Virginia, as it is one of the earliest places of colonization and also of slavery, no one distinct form of barbecue was calling to me as a native Virginian. That is when I remembered this Maryland custom with barbecue. As Johnny Lang's blues music rocked, Phil brought us out what he told us was his newest sandwich creation. I named it in your honor, Chef, the Norman. I hope that's okay. It's more than okay, my friend. It is amazing. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.